decades, author, musician, singer Al Cole, from a CBS radio background, now host of the syndicated talk show People of Distinction, celebrity interviews giving high-level public figures the chance to talk about their very special human feelings, too. Because celebrities are human beings, people, and we are all people of distinction. And when given the chance, we will all speak openly about the very reason for our birth, the energy and dedication of what we call love. Hey, and speaking of love, you're going to love these messages. On People of Distinction, we deliver the goods.
It's Al Cole, host of the syndicated talk show People of Distinction, throwing the spotlight on another one of my guests of distinction. This time, an upcoming creative force in our world, the talented James Summers. James is the author of the awesome new novel called Picking Murphys. Hey, it's all about an occasional look into the dark side of life. All right, daring stuff there. You know, we've all heard of Murphy's Law. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong. Well, James likes to explore that law to the max, an avid fan of psychological horror. James loves to portray darkness and chaos in his writings. He paints a subtle mixture of what the mind sees and thinks, whether it can get away with it or not. And if you're a fan of psychological horror too, I want you to run to this website and order Picking Murphys by James Summers. Just go to PeggyLanders.com. That's www.PeggyLanders.com. It's also available on Amazon.com. And let me clue you in on something real interesting. James Summers is actually a well-adjusted and loving family man. Yeah! Hey. James is an IT professional who writes in his off time, which proves again that the creative spirit can be sparked from any sort of personal background or lifestyle in our human family. So one more time, run to this website and make James's off-time avocation his full-time and very successful vocation by ordering Picking Murphys at PeggyLanders.com. That's www.PeggyLanders.com.
It's up. Guy that you're really going to like here. His name is James Summers. Really a terrific guy. And he's got a terrific novel out called Picking Murphys. What does that mean? All right. Well, it means that in James's terminology, he's actually looking into the darker side of life. Whoa. How do you get from picking Murphys to the darker side of life? Well, one of the ways is you think of Murphys as, you know, like Murphy's Law. A lot of people are familiar with that. Basically, anything that can go wrong will go wrong. All right. So doom and gloom. James doesn't mean it quite like that. You know, psychology. Whoa. Psychological horror, even. You know, we all like horror movies. You know, Bela Lugosi. All right. And Frankenstein. Things along that line. James's approach might be very sophisticated along that line. Hey, let's hear him out. Find a little bit, understand a little bit more about the darkness and chaos of life. And you know, he's really a great guy. He's a nice guy, happily married. You know, he's not a serial killer or anything like that. He's a great guy, and he's an IT professional. Whoa, how do you like that? He writes in his off time. And we might even, you know, talk a little bit about IT later on in the show. And, you know, digital media is huge. The internet is everything these days. Maybe James can give us a hint or two on that. And we'll talk about why he picked Picking Murphys for his exciting title here. It's for a great novel. And I want you to run to this website and check out all the work that James is doing. The website is not jamessummers.com. I'll tell you what it isn't, and then I'll tell you what it is. And it's not pickingmurphys.com. It's peggylanders.com. Whoa there. I mean, how did you come up with that? James is he's an unpredictable guy here. Writes about the dark side of life, and yet he's a very well-adjusted gentleman. And has a book called Picking Murphys, but his website is peggylanders.com. Whoa. Hey, you want to find out why all of these things? stick around because we're going to be talking to James right now. Welcome, James, to People of Distinction with Al Cole. Great to have you on board today. How are you, James?
Well, doing pretty good. I'm enjoying being on the show. It's a great day over here.
Ah, thank you. Yeah, we're going to be enjoying looking at all of these different aspects of what you do. Of course, on the forefront is your new novel, Picking Murphys. How did you come up with that title, and how does that indicate the dark side of life, James?
Well, it is a play on the word Murphys, as far as the chaos, the darkness. It's also a lovely town, if you will, in California, over in a kind of a southeast area of that the country, with the wine and olives, and just a wonderful place to visit. I actually took a trip there a couple years ago.
Isn't that something? Now, we're going to get into your novel. Before we do that, you talk about the dark side of life, and yet you, for all intents and purposes, are a pretty well-adjusted guy. Yeah, you're an IT professional. You're happily married in southern Indiana. Why would a guy like you care about the dark side of life, James?
Yeah, I've got a great sense of humor. I think humor plays an important part in everything you do. It helps people, everyday people, just be successful all by itself. Mm-hmm. It really does. And so I just see things. I see somebody walking, and I ask myself, what if? And I'm an avid fan of horror fiction. I love horror movies and basically thrillers and psychological thrillers on top of everything. And I just thought that I could give people a different take and kind of not just show them the what if. I can actually make them think what if, and then just be more aware of their surroundings in general.
Yeah, I get it. Now, could another reason be that we all have a dark side to us? When we explore the obvious, that dark side that it's just inherent, it seems, in human nature, or at least, human beings who were born into this world, we can understand ourselves better. And if we understand ourselves better, even just, from the entertainment point of view of reading a nice novel about the dark side of somebody's life, we are not only entertained, but we understand ourselves a little bit better. And understanding is always a good thing. When we understand ourselves a little bit better, guess what? Maybe we can cope with life a little bit better and have a really good life. Does that enter into it at all, James?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a part of everything. It really is. You don't have to let it affect you, though. I mean, it's going to be around. You may think some things, but that's okay. Everybody's human. Everybody has thoughts. To act on those thoughts or to be put in a position where you think about doing something like that, that's where a good psychological aspect comes into play. It's out there, but good is always close enough to keep everything in balance, if not overpower those situations.
So tell us a little bit about what happens in Picking Murphys, the plot, however you want to put it, the main characters. Let's get a sneak peek on Picking Murphys. Run it down for us.
Okay. Well, there's a family of four. They're over in Connecticut on the East Coast there, leading some busy lives. He's also in IT, a very busy guy, trying to keep his family going. They have a family, two sons, and they're working really hard. They've been able to save